10 minutes.
Now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Next case number 10004, WSFS Bank, north of Route 1, 650 feet west of Tulip Drive. A special use exception to place an off-premise sign.
Names and addresses.
David Myers, George Miles, and your architects and engineers, 400 High Street, Seaford, Delaware.
Donald H. Hadley II, WSFS Bank, 833 Market Street, Wilmington, Delaware.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, hold nothing but the truth.
Yes.
I have to sign a moment.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name's David Myers. I'm representing WSFS Bank this evening. Mm-hmm. We're seeking a special use exception for off-premise billboard sign.
Mm-hmm.
The owners of the property are St. Jude's Apostle Church. Property is located in a C1 district, which is general business or general commercial. Front yard setback's 25. Side yard setback for a sign is 50. The sign is a permitted use in that C1 district. Although it's my understanding, it is procedure to go through to go for a special use exception.
Yes, sir.
The minimum distance from existing buildings or proposed buildings is 300 feet. Maximum height of the sign, maximum allowable sign is 25 feet. Maximum area is 300 square feet on each side. Minimum distance between any two signs is 300 feet. What you're looking at in the handout there, the first page is a site plan. Shows the location of our sign, location of the existing sign.
Mm-hmm.
Second page is a sign detail. And then the third page in that set you're looking at is a picture of the sign that's right next to our property.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other pictures of signs in the area there also.
So are you asking for an off-premise sign or a billboard?
An off-premise sign. It is a billboard, isn't it?
Right. An off-premise sign is a billboard.
Yeah.
Anything under 200 square feet could be an off-premise sign or anything up above.
Okay.
Well, we've had off-premise signs that aren't billboards.
Anything under 200 square feet.
So that's why I'm asking the question: Is this a
billboard,
an off-premise sign for WSFS, or exclusively, or is it a billboard request for any business?
I believe it's a billboard request.
That was an advertisement.
The way I understand it was a billboard.
Yes. I don't know that it's always going to be WSFS.
He doesn't know that.
It will be exclusively WSFS Bank.
Oh. Okay, that's the reason.
Okay. So then the request is for an off-premise sign.
Right.
Is this isn't the sign. This is an adjoining sign. Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Okay.
Let me call the board's attention and also to yours that the existing sign to the south would probably, it's right in the center of that sign. We go from sign to sign, so to speak.
Edge of sign to
edge of
sign.
Edge of sign, right.
Okay.
So if you could correct that.
Absolutely.
The board will take that into consideration, that he will move that to be from sign to sign, edge to edge, instead of center to center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look on your drawing.
Yeah, the size of the sign would be 300 square feet each side, which would be the same as a billboard.
Right. That's correct.
And how long does WSFS intend to use this sign?
It's our plan to use it going forward, anticipating at least 10 to 15 to 20 years.
Okay.
Will you be advertising on both sides?
Yes, sir.
What assurance? I'm going to ask a question, and the reason I ask the question is that we haven't asked this in the past, and it's come back to haunt us. What assurances do we have that it will only be for the purpose of advertising WSFS?
As long as we have responsibility for it, it would be WSFS. If you want to include that as a stipulation, we have no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Today, being banks are being bought and sold, and that's not, you know.
We would assume the response. We would allow the ability to assign that if we were sold or whatever, which I think would just be the next bank forthcoming.
Okay.
But at this point in time, we're willing to accept that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you were down there to look at that site with me, weren't you?
And, yes,
we were. That's the one we were at the other day.
Yes, indeed.
It was quite a bit away from that administration building.
Mm-hmm. It was. Well, we were down there. I got the main reason, so, yep. I went down there and asked Bud to go with me. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? No. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,004 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,004 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Case number.